Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Art fairs are a summer staple here in Minnesota, and remember, this weekend is the Park Point Art Fair here in Duluth. The fair is a treat of local and regional artists touting their wares. You'll find ceramics, carved wood, sculpture, jewelry, prints, and of course KUMD. You can even take home a portrait of you. Local quick portrait artist Elliot Silberman can draw your likeness in about 3 minutes. I remember meeting Elliot back in the 70s up at the Lutzen Art Fair, now called the Grand Marais Art Festival, which is, by the way, still going on. It's coming up July 10th and 11th. Elliot spoke with Radio Gallery about his art and his work of portraiture.
I hit the paper moving, there's no fear, because I've got so much confidence in my touch now, and I can't erase with what I use. I know that I can pretty much cover up mistakes. Well, I'm Elliot Silberman, and my medium is about 5'1½", and I'm shrinking. My medium, at least for making a living, has been quick portraiture, 5-minute portraits. And I do other things, but that's basically what's paying the bills. I started at Goldfine's in about 74 at a buck a sketch. Mrs. Goldfine, you know, the brother's mother was running the ship then. And so I had to call her. I said, I'm Burton Ethel's son, Elliot. I'd like to draw sketches by your restaurant. She says, I'll call you back. So she called me back, says, okay, we made you a sign that says Instant Portraits, $1. And that was my business called for a lot of years before I saw studios. A lot of my best shows are with families that bring their kids. And I go north, South Dakota, northern Minnesota, Iowa, kind of anywhere I can get to within about 8 hours. But I have a website, and I'm trying to sell some of my paintings. I've made giclée prints from them. It's called www.elliottbrothers.com. That's ELLIOTBROTHERS. I used China markers, and I used them because it was the only thing a hardware store had on the way to my first show. And it turned out that they don't smear, although with a little wetting the finger and a lot of pressure, I can get kind of a nice little shading there. If I'm not hitting it, it's because I'm looking more at the paper than I am at the person. I've boiled it down to that, and I have to look hard. And sometimes just to bring that line down, I've got to do it, look up and down about 3 or 4 times and then get it. Mothers come in and I can feel the anticipation behind me. They want that kid to breathe a smile that he only does once a year on his birthday. And I say, Ma, there's no way in hell I'm going to make your kid as beautiful as that kid is. No way, but I'm going to give you a good picture. Now, a mother that's seen her kids for 13 years has got a definite impression of what the kid looks like, and I can never do that. Well, I graduated from art school with a major in printmaking. I got into lithographs, hand lithos and etchings and woodcuts. And I started painting back then. Well, I had a minor in sculpture, but I started painting too. So I've been carrying on those, not printmaking, but painting for all these years. Had a show at Tweed about 8 years ago with 2 other artists. And I built a house about 30 years ago, and sculpture was real important and kind of came out at that time doing tile work and salvaging materials and bringing everything into the house as a collage. It was a house collage. So that was quite fun. I came home from art school one second year, and I said, Dad, I learned 6 chords on Bob's guitar. Well, the next birthday, Dad gave me a $10 guitar. I said, here. Well, I didn't realize that this was an anointed thing. My dad went on a hunch, and within a year I was learning Johnny Cash off the radio, Hank Williams, and even...
I can't really tell if that's like a real animal. Like, it looks like, you know, it looks yeah. like a bird, but like there's something that's just like really enchanting about it too. I love that.
That one's actually called Radiation Forest, and it's, I guess the idea behind it is, you know, what the wildlife might be in a sort of a post-nuclear world, you know, if, and I'm not a scientist here, this is just imagination, you know, but, you know, I guess, you know, the idea of possibly, you know, what sort of creatures or wildlife, you know, again, what exists in a world of radiation, if possible, you know, adaptation that's possible. And I sort of imagine these really luminescent, glowing strange creatures in this strange dark forest. So,
like, cool. Gosh, yeah. I wish I could just like talk to you forever about your art. Like, I feel like you have such great ideas. It's so great. But we are out of time.
Okay, so. Cool. Great.
You're like, thank God. Like, I'm sick of this. Get me out of okay. Here.
Yeah, I need some. I haven't had any coffee yet.
You haven't had any coffee yet.
No, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, no, I would just be like, I'd be falling asleep right now if I hadn't had any coffee. Oh, well, great. Thank you.